In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he seemeth to have. We heard those words in the second gospel reading, which is appointed for the feast of St. Anna. And in context, this follows immediately after the parable of the sower, where it talks about the four different kinds of soil. And the point that's being made there is that the way that we choose to hear determines what kind of soil we will be, whether we will be receptive soil or whether we will be soil that will not be conducive to bearing fruit. I've often read the homilies of St. John Chrysostom over the years, but usually it's been because I was looking to see what he had to say about a particular passage of Scripture, and so I've not read them sequentially. But lately I've been reading his homilies on the book of Genesis, which he preached beginning on the first day of Lent on a particular year, and he preached even after Pascha to finish his almost verse-by-verse commentary of the book of Genesis. But what's interesting when you read it in sequence is you get to see the interaction that he has with his congregation and the flow of the life of the community, good and bad. The very first homily, he's praising the people who are coming to listen to him give this sermon on the first day of Lent because the church is full. And he makes that comment throughout the first week of Lent. But his sixth homily, which was probably preached on the second Monday of Great Lent, he goes to some extent complaining about how many people were not in church because they were off to the races. And this is a theme that you very often hear in his homilies. He notes that people are off to the races, which he doesn't seem to have ever approved of very much, but he particularly found it offensive when people were off to the races during Lent or on a feast day. And so St. John Chrysostom has a lot to say in his homilies about how we should listen, what kind of people we should be as parishioners. And the first that I would point out is he makes the point that for us to hear the Word of God, we have to actually show up. We have to be at church to hear the Word of God when it's read and when it's preached upon. But secondly, he very often talks about how we should come to church prepared to hear the Word of God. In one of his homilies, he says, "You put too much on us because you expect us to do all the job of teaching you the Scriptures, but you should be studying the Scriptures yourself and teaching one another. It can't be done all just by the clergy." Also, if we prepare ourselves weekly to receive the Eucharist on Sundays and feasts especially, we will come to church with an attitude of spiritual expectation, spiritual preparation, because we've prepared ourselves to receive the Eucharist, but we also, in the same way, open up our hearts to the hearing of the Word of God. St. John talks a lot about the need of the congregation to focus. When you read his homilies, St. John Chrysostom's homilies would not be very acceptable in our time because the rule of thumb of an Orthodox homily is it shouldn't be more than about 15 minutes, 20 minutes on the outside, but his homilies probably often exceeded that. And he often noted that people's attention began to fade at certain points in the service. In one of his homilies, people were noticing that there was a lamplighter going around the church that was filling the lamps with oil and relighting them. And he said, "Look alive now and shake off your lethargy." Why do I say this? We are explaining the Scriptures to you while you are turning your eyes away from us and directing them instead to the lamps and the man lighting them. Such laziness. To turn away from us and attend to him. Here am I, lighting the fire of Scripture, and the lamp of its teachings is enkindled on my lips. Its light is stronger and purer than the light you are looking at. We don't light it from a wick dipped in oil like that one. Instead, we light it in minds glowing with piety that are enkindled with the ardor of their intention. In other words, we light the wicks of those people who are paying attention and are coming to church with a devout piety and trying to hear the Word of God. Those are the people who the light of the Scripture and the fire of the Word of God is lighted upon. So don't pay attention to this man that's moving around. But this is a common temptation we have. Somebody's moving around, some baby's fidgeting, somebody's doing something, and we start paying attention to that rather than to the services or to the sermon. And it's an understandable temptation, but it's one that when we catch ourselves doing that, we need to say the Jesus prayer and then quickly focus our attention back onto what's going on in the services. And St. John Chrysostom also talks about the need for us to take what we hear in church and what we hear in the sermon with us throughout the week. He says, "So let each of you, I beseech you, go away from here, and in the company of your neighbor, reawaken the memory of what has been said. Offer to him what comes from your own heart, and listen to what has been remembered by him. So recalling everything spoken here, and keeping it in your memory, in this way, make your way home, ruminating on the divine teachings. Hence, you may give all your attention to these matters and occupy your mind with them, and so be able to overcome with each troublesome passion and escape the devil's wiles." When he talks about ruminating on the scriptures, that's referring to animals that chew the cud. They eat grass or whatever it is that they eat. They chew on it a while, and then it goes into one stomach, and then later on, it comes back out, and they chew on it some more. That's what it means to chew the cud or to ruminate. And so when we ruminate on the scriptures, we hear the scriptures in church, we read the scriptures on our own, but then we need to go back and ponder on that and think about what it means. This is a very important thing, because it's not enough to just hear the words and allow them to go in one ear and out the other, but we need to actually think about what they mean. And one of the best ways to do this, although it's probably done much less in our time than ever before, and that's to actually take the time to memorize scripture. Because when you memorize scripture, you think about the scripture while you're doing that, and aspects of it, very subtle aspects of it, will come to your attention that you would otherwise never have caught. It's our duty to come to the services and to come to them consistently and come prepared, having spent the week studying the scriptures and prepared to hear the word of the scriptures and to receive the Eucharist worthily. We should also come to Sunday school, where we have another opportunity to hear the word and a great opportunity to ask questions and study passages of scripture in great depth. We have an adult Sunday school class, and we have two people who spend a great deal of time preparing those lessons. And right now we're going through the Gospel of John. And if you want to understand the Gospel of John, it's a great opportunity for you to come and to listen. But you have to be there, number one, and you also should come prepared, having read the passage that's going to be discussed that day and thinking about what it means, so that you can engage one another and talk about what it means. We should focus our attention during the services, especially during the reading of the scriptures and during the homily. And we should leave the church thinking about what we've learned and share with one another what we have taken away from that sermon and from the Sunday school classes that we attend. There's also many other opportunities that we have to open our minds to the scriptures and to study them. For example, we have on Ancient Faith Radio a number of podcasts that do Bible studies verse by verse or talk about other aspects of the scriptures that I would highly recommend, and that's an opportunity that you can take whenever it's convenient for you to do so throughout the week. We all have the same amount of time as our forebearers. We have the same amount of time as the people in St. John Chrysostom's time who came to church, at least the pious ones came to church every day during Great Lent to hear St. John Chrysostom preach. It's all a matter of what we choose to make use of with that time and what our priorities are. Now, some people, of course, obviously have fewer opportunities than others because of work or what have you, but we need to make coming to the services and studying the scriptures a priority. Take heed how you hear the word. You've had the seed of the word sown in the soil of your hearts. If you are not receptive to that seed and do not bear fruit in your life, then as Christ said, even that which you seem to have will be taken away from you. So let us hear the word of God, hear it with an open heart, and live out what it teaches. Amen.